like on our ranch calves at weaning, of course, they know what that tub is. We wean them the exact same way, other than the fact that we wean them, we wean like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then we process on Fridays. So those calves have 1 to 3 days, 2 to 3 days off of on hay and tubs. But those calves know what those tubs are because they've had them in front of them their whole life. Mm-hmm. Our calves don't even hardly bawl. When we pull them off and we put them in there and they go, they'll bawl for an hour or two and then they'll go lick a tub, eat some hay, and go lay down. It's made our weaning extremely easier. Our overall health has been better. We don't doctor maybe 1%.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Virbac, committed to growth. For information, visit vet-us.virbac.com/cattle or see your Virbac representative. Be proactive with Cattle Active. Visit proearthanimalhealth.com today. Healthy Farms by Bioverse, your manure management experts. Contact us for time and labor-saving solutions. Data shows most cattle don't get enough vitamin D, which can impact health and performance. High D from DSM Firmenich can help improve cattle's vitamin D status.
Welcome to the Beef Podcast. I'm Travis Mullenix, one of the hosts of the Beef Podcast, and today I have Clint Jackson with me. Clint, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Clint, to give a background, everyone, who you are, where you work for, can you just give an overview of what you do, what your operation, et cetera?
Clint Jackson, I'm the general manager for Smith Cattle Company, based out of Amarillo, Texas. We've got ranches in eastern New Mexico, panhandle of Texas, southern Oklahoma, east Texas, and then kind of through central around north Abilene. So we've got a pretty wide variety of area that we do.
Big environmental changes too.
Very, very different across the board. Cow-calf operation, yearling operation, we pasture grass, also have several feed yards in the Texas Panhandle.
Is stress affecting your bottom line? Even routine handling, inclement weather, weaning, and dietary changes can significantly lower the rumen pH, causing cortisol levels to spike. Cortisol not only compromises the immune system, but also suppresses normal appetite and feed consumption. The solution? Cattle Active. Increase production and reduce the impacts of stress on your cattle for cents a day. Cattle Active restores the balance naturally. Want to learn more how a feeding program, including Cattle Active, can improve both profits and herd health? Visit us today at proearthanimalhealth.com. Be proactive with Cattle Active.
So a lot of different challenges from a cow-calf standpoint of managing, all those different operations. I'm sure, y'all run into a lot of different scenarios where there's a different need or from a nutritional management that you're looking at different avenues to help with your performance.
Yes, sir. You take the climate change from the Texas Panhandle to Buffalo, Texas, the difference in temperatures, the start is from spring and fall, the range. We have such a huge range, everybody's trying to keep everybody on the same page and doing the same thing makes it really difficult. Because what we got going on up here is completely different what's going on in Southeast Texas.
Right. Exactly. Plus much higher forage quality issues in Southeast Texas.
Well, you go from a coastal tame pasture environment down Southeast till you come to a native grass. And we vary from a mid grass to a short grass within this ranch and these ranches in the Panhandle. So that's just the environment itself here is even different for our needs.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what's some of the biggest challenges of your operations do y'all face?
Kind of what we're visiting about, the size of the operation and the variance in our nutrition from one end to the other. It's trying to find something that fits all aspects of all of our classes of livestock, whether it be cows and calves or yearlings, or even horses. Mm-hmm. Something that kind of fits. So you're not trying to do six or eight different things. You've got one program that kind of fits everybody.
Yeah. And that's a challenge because of, I'm assuming your calving seasons are fairly similar across those, but just from a nutritional aspect is that's a big challenge of what works in Southeast Texas may not work in Amarillo or in Eastern New Mexico. And so, and that, you know, vice versa is especially get into that short grass prairie in Eastern New Mexico. And
yes, sir.
And lack of rainfall issues and trying to get cows rebred, et cetera, it's going to be a bigger challenge.
Exactly. In Southeast Texas, we fight too much moisture.
Yep.
It's kind of, you're either on one end of the spectrum or the other, it seems like with what we have, because we get too much rain down there, and so our grass is pretty well useless. It's just a filler. So if you don't have a decent protein source or something in it that will make you be able to utilize it,
yep.
You're kind of spinning your wheels.
Right. And that can be a challenge in, you know, the panhandle of Texas and New Mexico too, is that, you know, you got a short time period of high quality forage and you got 9 months of the year that you have low quality forage that you need a protein source to help utilize that forage.
Yep.
So what one of the products that y'all use is Cattle Active, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how are y'all using Cattle Active and how does it fit in your operations?
We use it in the cow herd. We use it on the weaning calves and of course on the calves, on the cows. We use it in our high risk calves.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it in a tub form for the most part, our protein source. And we keep it out year round. So they're getting a daily dose of Cattle Active, 12 months out of the year. And it keeps, what we've found is it keeps our consumption down, to where it's supposed to be. It'll be around that half pound. Of course, gets really, really dry, consumption's going to go up some.
Yep.
But for the most part, it stays right around that half pound a head a day. The what it's done for us, that what we've seen, this is, I believe, our third year, full year of using it across the board on everything. It's really increased our herd health across the board. Our calf crop, we've got a really uniform calf crop now. Where before we had some ups and downs and we always had some late breeders,
mm-hmm.
gave us some tail end calves that were always behind the curve. And which in the same way, then you ended up in a year or 2 years, those cows fell out of the program because they wouldn't be bred up, to fit. I think our biggest deal, other than the cows, our high risk calves, we drench them with it on receiving with the liquid, and then they receive everything on a tub. So they get it immediately when they hit the ground, they're getting Cattle Active through the tub, which makes them go drink, makes them go eat, which is everyone knows that does this. If you can get them to eat and drink, you got a chance at keeping them alive. And it's helped us tremendously getting them cattle on receiving coming out of where they come out of Eastern Oklahoma or Florida, or even our Mexican calves coming across the border, they hit the ground, they lick on a tub and then they go to water. Then they start trying to eat some hay and pick up and they go right on.
So on some of those calves, are you drenching before they get to the lot or are they drenched? You know, some of them you can't drench before that.
Our typical program is we receive them in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, and there'll be tubs and hay in the receiving pens. If we receive them at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll process them 8 o'clock the next morning or 6 o'clock the next morning, and they'll get a dose of drench, Cattle Active drench at processing.
Okay.
Something else that we've added really in the last year and a half, if we treat a calf, we give him another dose of Cattle Active drench.
Okay.
And because typically a calf that's sick, his gut's messed up. So we can give him that. It'll make him go drink at the very least. And we feel like it gives us another shot at him.
I'm assuming y'all have seen a decrease in sickness or pull rate in your lots by utilizing this.
Yes. Huge difference. like on our ranch calves at weaning, of course, they know what that tub is. We wean them the exact same way, other than the fact that we wean them, you know, we wean like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then we process on Fridays. So those calves have 1 to 3 days, 2 to 3 days off of, you know, on hay and tubs. But those calves know what those tubs are because they've had them in front of them their whole life. Mm-hmm. Our calves don't even hardly bawl. When we pull them off and we put them in there and they go, they'll bawl for an hour or two and then they'll go eat on, lick a tub, eat some hay and go lay down. It's made our weaning extremely easier. Our overall health has been better. We don't doctor maybe 1%.
Okay.
I figured it this year, but typically we're about 1%. We doctor about 1% of I'm over there, 6,000 calves up here. So, and we just don't doctor them anymore.
Are you not mass medicating those high risk calves as they come in, or are you just, is this a replacement?
If we mass them, we'll mass them with Exceed. And the only ones we typically mass are cutter bulls.
Okay.
And that's more than anything. So we get an antibiotic in them for infection.
So it could be replacing some of that need to mass medicate by keeping them hydrated, keep them on feed, and you have, you know, they don't come off feed as early as when they come into receiving yard.
And you hit the nail on the head, keeping them hydrated. Hydration is the key to the entire program, because if they don't drink, they don't eat. If they don't eat, they die.
Yep.
You know, for years, I got quite a bit of experience in the feed yard. We would get cattle in, or sick cattle, we would hydrate cattle. We had a pump and we'd hydrate them with electrolytes or maybe just plain water. What I've seen with the cattle active, this is taking the place of some of that, because it forces those cattle to go drink.
Yeah.
And so it's taken some of the labor, I guess, out of that. And I think we get quite a few other benefits from it also.
So let's go back to the cow end of this, because you're using on your cow herds across and you've seen some reproductive responses. And you guys cover a wide range of environments. So you're using it across from the Southeast Texas up in the Panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma, right?
Yes, sir.
So are you seeing a difference in maybe, you know, how effective it is in those environments, or is it across the board you're seeing the same benefit?
Well, our breed up, once we were on the cattle active for a full year, when we came into it on the second year and we were preg checking cows, our breed up was up 2 to 2.5% that first year. And we were already, it wasn't like we had a bad breed up. We were already in the lower 90s, you know, 92-94% on our breed up. It increased it, like I say, 2.5% that at the end of that first year, where they were on it a full year. Our calf crop was 45 to 50 pounds heavier per calf after it was on them for the full first year. Since then, it'll be as much as 75 pounds heavier. And the year depends on, like this year, the calves are super heavy. We've had a really good summer. You have to give, you know, credit where it's due. I mean, you got to have grass to make it all work. But we've had a good summer this year, and so far we're pushing that 75 pound gain, that over our norm. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't got into some of our bigger crossbred calves. So I think this year is probably going to be even better than last year on our weaning weights. You know, we retain ownership of everything, so weaning weights isn't something that we really try to achieve. It doesn't really matter to us, because we're going to run them on wheat and they're going to go to one of the feed yards. You know, and to be quite honest, if you talk to our feed yard manager, he'd probably tell me to quit making bigger weaning weights, because he's losing it on, you know, he can't get it on the backside. But it's improved that in the milk production in the cows. You can see it. We saw that the first year, the just those cows in the early spring before the grass really starts coming. You've always got a dead period up here in the Panhandle where between cake and green grass, your cows struggle. Mm-hmm. They're putting everything into that milk, and they struggle a little bit. And since we've started keeping that cattle active tub out, Our cows will have a full, I mean, any time of day you can look at them, they've got a full bag. And so it's really helped with our milk production for our calves.
Have you seen a difference or a different in your change in your, you know, you're still caking those cows, I'm assuming, during the winter. Are you changing that a little bit because of the cattle active, or?
We don't cake them much. More than anything, we cake them usually one day a week just to kind of keep them coming where we can see them. If we got a storm or something comes in, we'll sure cake them 2 or 3, 4 days in front of the storm to get their energy level up and make sure they make through the storm okay. But for the most part, that tub is our protein source. And so it's worked really well for us. And even if you get down south where we're at, where we have a lot more rainfall, and it's the same issue, different reasons. The grass has 3-4% maybe protein. So you've got to keep same deal. Where we get dry, they get wet and it leaches that grass out.
And I'm assuming before you started using Cattle Active, you were just still feeding once a week for that protein source to the cows. So
we were caking every other day.
Okay.
Pretty much every other day, starting about Thanksgiving, we'd cake. Of course, we'd move it up as we got into calving, but we'd start out feeding every other day, feeding about 2 pounds, you know, every other day, so about 6 pounds a week. And when I think spring, you're feeding 21, 22 pounds a week per head. And so it's saved us a tremendous amount of money also, and wear and tear on our vehicles, beating around caking, you know, every other day.
So have y'all, because that's pretty cost effective if you can decrease, right? And we always promote, you still need to see your cows. So it's a, you know, going in and caking them is a great thing once a week just to get your eyes on cows. But just from the standpoint of the cost effectiveness of, I can decrease that down and I'm just caking just to get out there and see cows, is a big cost effective strategy for a producer.
It saved us, and I've never broken down by cow, but it saved us a substantial amount of money when we switched from a straight cake program to basically this Cattle Active tub program. I mean, it's enough money that make you kind of sit up and go, man, why did I think about that a couple of years ago?
Yeah. So from your, especially your bigger pasture scenarios of your extensive rangelands, are y'all using it to help with some grazing distribution issues, or will they be attracted to it that you can use it to get them out in those corners of those larger pastures that are sometimes very hard to get cows to, you know, utilize those pastures well?
Yes, sir. Our rule of thumb with everybody is, of course, we don't put anything out around a water source. We don't a mineral or a tub or salt or anything. We use our tubs and our mineral to pull cattle to the, like you're talking about, to the corners of the pastures that they're not typically going to go, make them utilize the entire pasture. And then we have a rotational grazing program also. And yep. So we can kind of move those cows where we want them with those tubs. And it works better than trying to cake them and pull them around, you know, and hold them in a certain part of the country. Yeah. Like we used to have to do. They wouldn't be using, you know, the southwest corner, and you'd try to cake them over there, and you know, you'd get some to stay. But if we can take and we distribute those tubs over those further areas, those cattle, especially during the wintertime, those cattle hang over there and you really utilize that country.
Yeah, just from a grazing management aspect, there's a big benefit there of increasing utilization. You could be increasing your stocking rates or your density if you're utilizing those pastures better, et cetera. And so there's other benefits that's associated with that.
Yes, sir.
So we kind of touched on this, but you know, how has it increased your profit of the ranches by using Cattle Active? You know, you're changing some of your supplementation strategies, but overall, you've seen a really big benefit in just your profit standpoint?
Yes, sir. Number one in savings, you know, just savings of feed fed, and then the health of your across the board of our entire whether it be cow calf herd yearling operation, our entire health is better. And one of the big key things that we're seeing is the conversion. These cattle eat less, and are content. The mid-morning, you drive, you can drive anywhere in any of this country, whether it's a yearling, a calf, a cow. By 10 o'clock, these cattle are laid down, ruminating. They're done. They're happy. They're content. And that's the biggest thing. These cows aren't having to just hustle to stay ahead of it. And that's something that I know that I've seen is directly affected from the cattle active tub. It's completely changed the way these cattle graze. Yeah. They'll stay spread out in their groups. They'll eat, go to water, and like I say, by 10 o'clock, they're done. They're laid up, taking it easy, and then late in the afternoon, they'll get back up and graze a little more. But it's same way in our starter yards. These cattle are eating less feed to convert, and like we're talking about with the weaning calves, they don't ball. They lick tub a few times, go get some hay, and lay down. It seems to really. They're pretty happy. They're very content. They stay full. They're not needing our calves, our starter calves on the bunk. We run a slick bunk program. You don't have calves standing at the bunk bawling and warm. They seem like they just, I guess the best word I can come up with is content.
Yeah. And I'm assuming it's helped with some consistency of those intakes when you get them at receiving time. You don't have a lot of this.
It's almost like clockwork, where we start them calves where they hit their levels by days. Of course, and then once we revac and turn them back to grass or weed when the wheat gets here, those cattle never bobble. But the key thing I think for us is we never take that tub from in front of them. They have it on their mother. They have it in the receiving pen. They have it in their feed yard pen. Then they have it on grass. Then when they go from grass to wheat, they have it on wheat, because also helps with bloating on our wheat. We don't have bloat blocks anymore. I think out of 12,000 there on one of the places, we got circles. I think we lost 2 bloats last year.
Wow. Yeah.
On some really, really big lush wheat and triticale.
And so, and you're not seeing an intake issue. You think about something, really lush, high quality that has a lot of water in it, and you're not seeing them come off of it because of the quality aspect.
No, sir.
They're still utilizing it at a high rate.
We've been doing a rotational program for about 8 years here on our grass, or just our native grass.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got quite a bit of big blue stem, Indian grass, little blue stem coming back into this country that I know that I haven't seen in 25 years.
Yeah.
And I was looking through some country this morning. It's getting big and rank, like blue stem will get. Those cattle are still grazing it, and they're utilizing it. So
yeah, it's some great benefits. And are y'all using it, after that receiving period when they're all full and full feed? You're moving into that finishing diet, or they still have that block out in front of them?
They have it up until they leave the wheat pasture. Then when they go on the feed yards, we haven't got that in the program yet, but we're working on it.
Okay.
Because what we're seeing is there's quite a bit of value if you keep that in front of them, whether you use it as a drench or you add it as a additive in feed itself, which we've got that in some of our, we've got it added into a lot of our grower rations that are in our starter yards.
That's what I was wondering, if you're going to start adding it to some of those rations that it's a direct fed, they're actually consuming it versus that tub.
Yeah, we don't have it in the per se in our big feed yards, but all of our starter yards have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like a great product that's really helping your operations, and especially a really diverse operation that's pretty integrated from the cow calf through the feedlot. And so you've seen some really great results with it.
We have. It's been a really good product for us, and it has fit into all of our different environments, like we talked.
Yeah.
It's simplified a lot of our programs. We're not having to feed two or three different kinds of cake, and we're not having to shuffle stuff and feeding this kind of tub here and that tub here and the liquid over here, we've kind of shot it across the board and have gotten along, like I say, really, really well with it. Our gains on our yearling cattle, come whether they're coming off grass or wheat, all of our gains have been up the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Been a lot of pluses and not many negatives.
Yeah, that's great. And I think a key thing you said was simple. And too many times things are too complicated. And if it's simple from a nutritional standpoint, you guys will use it. If it's complicated, it's just like having four different minerals. It's too complicated.
If having as many employees as we have, and as many, we have multiple managers. One of our key things that, and I know we're not the only ones, it's everywhere, trying to get something that's doable for everyone and everybody be on the same page, doing the same thing every day. The simpler you can make it, the better chance you have of actually getting it accomplished.
Correct. Yep. Totally agree. Well, Clint, did we miss anything? Anything you want to touch on to wrap us up?
I think I've told you everything I know.
All right.
It's time for our famous three.
Well, so I've got a couple of optional questions here that we'll wrap up the conversation with. And the first one is, what do you recommend as a beef resource for someone to go out and utilize?
For us, we use our consultant vets quite a bit. One of our consultant vets has been a friend and was my vet in the feed yard and been friends for 20 years. So I bounce a lot of things off of him, and he helps me quite a bit, especially with herd, of course, with herd health and mm-hmm. But even the nutrition side. If you see something that you scratch your head and you're not sure about, you can pick up the phone and call him, and that helps us tremendously. And not everybody, can have a relationship like that with a consultant vet, but everybody can have some kind of relationship with them. You can pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I've got this going on. Give me some ideas."
It's true. It's true. All right. And then the last one is, what sets apart a successful beef professional?
I think details. I think the more detail oriented you are, from whether you're the manager or you're the guy scooping bunks, I think details is key. Because it affects everything you do. The more details you see, the more details you tend to, the better the whole picture.
All right.
Typically, I know for us in this business, the guys that excel, are the guys that are very detail oriented.
Yeah, the small details matter a whole lot, and so especially in a operation that with beef industry is. We don't have a lot of data for certain things, but the data that you can get can make a big difference in your profitability and making sure you utilize those data to make, really wise decisions is important.
I know for me, I've always tried to be a pretty detailed person on what we do. And I started at the bottom and been everywhere and have worked my way up. And that's what I think I probably, if I look back, I think that's probably what I got the most out of, is because I was detailed, I learned. Right or wrong, I learned.
Right.
Sometimes you learn wrong, but you can use that too, I promise you. But if you're not detailed and you're just here and you're going through the motions and you don't see all those little things and, like if you're scooping bumps. If you're scooping bunks, there's a reason you're scooping bunks. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong. You shouldn't have to be scooping a bunk.
Right.
That means something's wrong in that pen. There's something off. So figure it out. Details.
Yep. I agree. Well, Clint, thanks for jumping on and coming on the podcast and talking about your operation, how you're using Cattle Active, and the benefits you guys have been seeing with it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent from Brazil without the time zone hassle.
Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.